Okay, we're learning Daf Gimel, and we're starting Gimel Amud Aleph, the two dots, Amamar. We learned yesterday in the Braisa that if a goy is makdish a carbon, makes a carbon, the halacha is, it's not exactly like a carbon of Yisrael, and it doesn't have a carbon me'ilah, it doesn't have pigel nois of a tame, it doesn't have certain things. So the Gemara here, the first half of this Amud, is going to go through the drashas that teach us that a goy's carbon is different than a Yisrael's carbon. We have a certain dinim. Look at the Gemara. Amamar. Mukdashay avichavim, the hektashay avichavim, which means the dinim of the carbon of a goy. The carbon of a goy. Loinanim loimayalin. Loinanim, you can't have anah from the carbon, that's midrabanon. Veloyamayalim, that's midraisa. And you can't have me'ilah, that's midraisa. My time, huh? That means midraisa, there is no me'ilah. There is no me'ilah. My time, why is no me'ilah by a carbon of a guy? Why shouldn't have me'ilah? What? It means like this, really there's no me'ilah. So maybe you should be able to have anah from it also, from the carbon. There's no darabanon masak and they can't have anah. Even though there's no isser, there's no carbon me'ilah, you still can't have hana. That's midrabanan. That's what it means. Lo'inanim midrabanan. Le'moyle midaraisa. My time. Madachsiv. Nefesh k'simon ma'a v'chata v'shkaga. In the pasuk me'ilah it says, Nefesh k'simon ma'a v'chata v'shkaga. You did a chait. V'yafin en chait chait mitruma. The same word chait is also found by truma. V'truma k'siv b'nei yishav le'vichavim. So since by truma it says b'nei yishav le'vichavim, no goi, and it says chait over there, and by me'ilah it says chait also. Learn chait chait mitruma that there is no din me'ilah by a goyish carbon. Next halacha, ve'chayav maleim shem pigel noisa v'tame. Dechsiv bei b'tuma. By tuma it says dabe el aharon v'abana v'inozru mekotche b'nei Yisrael. So you see, by tuma has to be dafka b'nei Yisrael, not the goy. V'lo yichalu Hashem. So that's how you know by tuma there's no din tuma on a carbon of a goy, because it says b'nei Yisrael. V'yaf noiser. You learn that noiser chilu chilu mituma. Ve'gzer shav chilu chilu mituma. By tuma it says v'lo yichalu. So you learn out noiser from tuma. And the kulu, all these things, b'nei Yisrael v'lo yivchavim. So now we know why. There's no me'ilah because it's chei v'truma. There's no noiser, pigel, and tamei, because by tamei it says b'nei Yisrael. And learn out pigel and noiser from tamei. Another halacha by goyish carbon is ain oisim truma, tamura, ain oisim tamura. That means you have a carbon that a goy was makshit. You say, I want to make this chulin is like that. It's not chal. And there's no law for that also. Dechziv lo yachil fenu lo yomir. The beginning of the parasha of Temura, it says, talk about Erechon actually, Dabriel b'nei Yisrael, ish ki yafineda b'erkecha, and says b'nei Yisrael, so it teaches us there's no such parasha of Temura by a guy. That's one shot. What?
But it's by
Erechon. Right, it's the beginning of the parasha.
Are we pushing the side that would mark had another base, where a guy's makashah for Yisrael?
No, because the Gemara actually brought this bride. So actually, more this bride to bring a rise. That was, he said, we could have said the Zafka by it was
a Forga,
right? Exactly, Goy Forga, yeah. Now, yes, that's one shot because beginning of parsha is Bnei Yisrael. Lishna Achrina ve'inayis the Tamura my time the Iskash Tamura behema la Maisa behema is a hekish Tamura to Maisa behema. We'll see later on in the Masechta there's a hekesh because it says by Ma'aseh Behema lo yachal fenu lo yom arisay, or Ma'aseh Behema lo Ma'aseh Dagon, and there's a hekesh Ma'aseh Behema to Ma'aseh Dagon because there's aser to aser, and we got Ma'aseh Dagon. Ma'aseh Behema means the tenth Behema. Ma'aseh Dagon means by two you have to take Ma'aseh. We got Ma'aseh Dagon k'siv ki es Ma'aseh Bnei Yisrael shirim la Hashem, and there it says Bnei Yisrael lo yevachavim. So that teaches us that there is no Maisa Dagon by a guy, and we learn out Maisa Behema for Maisa Dagon and Tamura for Maisa Behema, and therefore we know there is no Tamura by a guy. That's what comes out. That's the limud we learn this way. Zok to Gemara Vaita. There's two pshat in Rashi. When we go with the one pshat, that means that a guy can't bring the sachin himself. Usually Yisrael could bring Nesachim as a carbon by itself. A goy cannot do that. But a goyish carbon does come with Nesachim. That does come with Nesachim. That's the Ilurida. Ain maybe in Nesachim by itself. Ava kabono yitan Nesachim to Reb Shimon. No, and immediately, how do we know his halachas? Tana Rabbanan, Ezrach. The pasuk says in the parasha of Nesachim, it says Ezrach. Ezrach means the Yid. Ezrach may be Nesachim. Ein Evichav may be Nesachim. A guy does not bring Nesachim. Yachol loy tehei alasa etudo Nesachim. Maybe his carbon also shouldn't need Nesachim. Tam loyma kacha. And the pasuk says kacha, and that's telling us that every carbon needs Nesachim. Om Rabbi Yasi, Reyani bekulon lahachmir. Rav Yesi argued on this whole brisa. Remember yesterday's daf. He said, and we spoke out then, he doesn't argue on Tamura. He doesn't argue on Nesachim either. What he does argue on is Me'ila, Tomei, Pigel, and Noisa. He argues on those four things. He holds a carbon of a guy. He does have those four things. What's the pshat? So he says the pshat is my time Lashem Ksivbe, because it says in the parasha of a goy is a carbon Lashem. Because how do we know that a goy can bring a carbon? So the Gemara dashes on the pasuk of Ish. It says Ish mebeis Yisrael Dabel Aram Vav Kol Bnei Yisrael Amar Tlem Ish mebeis Yisrael Menei Ger Bnei Yisrael Shiyik Rav Kabon Elchon Adereim Elchon Adereim. And the end of the pasuk says Asher Akrivu Lashem Loila. End of the parasha Ish says Lashem Loila. So he says, Lashem, so it says all the dinim of a carbon Lashem. And those four things we mentioned, they all have to do the Kedusha's carbon itself, with the type of carbon. It's all Lashem. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi argues on those things. Mashekin is Sachem, I'm going to do Lashem, I could Lashem, I have Sachem, and Tamura also as well, is Lav Dafka, it's not inherently part of the Gufa carbon. Okay, the last part of the Brice I'm going to explain right now. Medvar Amurim, it said, in the Brice before, the Bekotchim is Bech. This whole discussion that a guy is hektish is different, only Bekotchim is Bech. Ava Bekotchim Bedek Abayis, if he donates an animal to the Bedek Abayis, which means just, you know, for the support of the, you know, the fixing things in the Bedek Abayis and all those things of hektish, not Kabonis. The Loch is, his hektish of Bedek Abayis is equal to a Yisrael's. And Moyolim Behem is Me'ila, my time, what's Pshat? So Gemara says, because how do we know it's no Me'ila by Kachem Mizbech? We learn from Truma, my time. So he explains, the Chigamina Me'ila, Chet Metruma, Dumya de Truma. It's similar to Truma. The Kodesh Shaguf. Truma has a Kedusha Shaguf on it. And that's where you learn that a guy's carbon is different. Avakush Bedek Abayis, Kedusha's Domim, that's Kedusha's Domim. There, you don't learn out. There's no difference between Goyish carbon and Yesha carbon because it can't be learned out of Truma because Truma is Kedusha Shaguf. And the only thing you learn out is different is Kedusha Shaguf. So Avakush Bedek Abayis, Kedusha's Domim, loy. There's no din there that is worse. It's no din there that's worse. Look at the Gemara, new Gemara now. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Kol loy sasesh b'teira. It's a brand new Gemara. Gemara is now to discuss now. The rest of the Omar to discuss. Lav she'ein b'maisa. If you do a lav, there's no maisa. Are you chayiv malkus for a lav she'ein b'maisa? We know every lav you chayiv malkus. What about lav she'ein b'maisa? That's the discussion in the Gemara now. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Kol loy sasesh b'teira. It depends. Also, by ma'isa chayiv. If you did, it was a ma'isa, you chayiv. Lo yisa ma'isa is potter. No ma'isa is potter. Now, what exactly a ma'isa means is not clear. I would assume first a ma'isa means like I did something with my body. That's what ma'isa means. But so for in the Gemara, not it's more than it's giving something to your body. If something happened, also is called a ma'isa. Something happened, just called a ma'isa. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll speak it out as we learn the Gemara. Also, ma'isa means something happened. It could be. It's more than just did something physically. But let's learn Pasha means also a ma'isa did a ma'isa yichai malchus. Lo yisa ma'isa yipater. Right, the Gemara of a klalu, is that a cloud? Lav she'ein ma'isa potter. Ba'arei meimar temura the lav she'ein by ma'isu. See the Gemara names right now. It's a lav she'ein ma'isa. Rashi is because totally in your deeper. But lucky you get malchus. How do you know you get malchus? The Tanan. It's a first Mishnah. Mishnah says lo yishu rishoy lehamir elashim heimer. If you did temura, mumar works. V'shoy fikas arboim. You get malchus. So the Gemara asks, how can you say Lav Shem Ma'isa is Potter? And our Mishnah says the opposite. It says that Lav Shem Ma'isa is Chayiv. Amalach Rav, you know how Mishnah is going according to? Hamani Rav Yehuda. It's going according to the Tana Rav Yehuda holds that Lav Shem Ma'isa is Chayiv Malchus. Amalav Shem Ma'isa loikin alav. So he's learning like Rav Yehuda. Frank the Gemara, how can you learn like Rav Yehuda? Me much as Mukis will see some Rav Yehuda. How can you learn how Mishnah like Rav Yehuda? Va kimta l'reisha loik Rav Yehuda. We said that the first words in the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda, Tani Akoil Mamirim, it says Akol Mamirim. What's Akol Mamirim telling us? It says Lasuye Yairish, that Yairish could do Tamura. And we know Rabbi Yehuda does not like that. Not because Lav Shem Maisa, it means because Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Tamura by Yairish. We learn out from Smicha, like we learned yesterday. Malkim Nalaresh, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Tani Akol Mamirim. Akol Asuye Maya, Asuye Yairish, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda halfway. Hai Tana Sovla Kavase Vechada. Our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Lav Shem and Maisa, like in a love. Upagal Vechada de Ilu, Rabbi Yehuda Sava Yairish, Eine Seimach, Yairish, Eine Meimer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yairish can't do Smicha or Tamura, but Tana don't Sava Yairish, Seimach, Yairish, Meimer. So our Mishnah is not exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, it's halfway like Rav Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. So Adkan, that's how our Gemara says right now, that Tamura is going, it's called Lav Shem Maisa, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why you get Malkus. So the Gemara Vaita, Klal, Gemara says a Klal now. Amrav Idiba Oven, Amrav Amram, Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Yechanon, Shem Yitzchak Lili. We're going to say that even if the Amah, Lav Shem Maisa, ain't like in a love, there are exceptions to the rule. Omrav Idi Ba'avin, Omrav Amram, Yitzchak, Amrav Yechanon, Shem Yitzchak Lili, Kol Loi Sasa Shem Yitzchak Also by ma'isa loyka, loy also a ma'isa. If you not do a ma'isa potter, so if you do a ma'isa, you get malchus. If you don't do a ma'isa potter, chutz. There's an exception to the rule. Minishpa, someone who swears b'sheker with Hashem's name, umeimar, which is tamura, umekal chaveri b'shem, and someone who curses his friend with Hashem's name. Ba'apish loy also ma'isa chay. We have to see the Gemara and say how we know everything. Ba'apish loy also ma'isa chay. That's exception to the rule. Nishpa, meimar, mekal. Rabbi Yisrael adds on one more thing to the rule, one more exception. Rabbi Yisrael Amru, Meshum Rabbi Yisrael Amru, Af HaMakdim Truma Levakurim. We know the Pasuk says, Malei Ascha V'damach Aloy Se'achar. You're not allowed to, the first thing in the process of making all your Tvua, not Tevel, is to take Bekurim, then you take Truma, then you take Ma'isa Rishon, then Ma'isa Sheni, some of you is Ma'isa Oni. And the Loch is, it's Tevel until you do take all these things, but you have to do an order. We do teruma before bikurim, that's a lav. And not only is a lav, Rabbi Yitzchak Bechanina is b'chashtos, they get malchus. So that's the three or four things that are exceptions to the rule. Zot Gemara, let's try to see the makar for these things. Zot Gemara, nishba menolo. How do you know swearing is chayiv malchus? Om Rabbi Yechem Moshe Rameye, Om Akra, it's a pasuk, it's actually a pasuk in the Aseres Hadibris. It says in the pasuk, one of Sarah's dibris, Loisisa es shem alekecha, Hashem alekecha lashav, ki lo yinaka Hashem es asher yisa es shmoy lashav. You should not swear with Hashem's name lashav. Why not? And ki lo yinaka Hashem es yisa shmoy lashav. Hashem's not going to purify you from that. Not going to tire you from that. Zok tigmar to drasha. Bezdin shal maila eminakim oisay. Bezdin shal maila doesn't let you off scot free. Ava bezdin shal mata malkin oisay. Bezdin shal mata give you malkus uminakim oisay and cleanse you from the isa. So what do you see? Pasuk says you get malkus for shua shav. Omle ra papa la abaya. By the way, shua shav means someone who swears l'shana isa yedua. He says he sees a person and he says, you know, that person is a cow. That's called Shua Shav. Omele Rapapa La'abaya Ve'ema Lo'y Tehav L'Nekiyas Klal. Maybe Lo'y Naka means they can't have a Nekiyas Klal. Not even Malkus. No way. He gets purified. Zok Tegemara Omele Yimkei Lichta Kro Lo'y Naka. Just say Lo'y Naka. Why say Lo'y Naka Hashem? Lishtek Hashem Lomeli teaches us Lo'y Naka Hashem. Bezen Shal Mailu De Menaka Moisai. You don't get Menaka from Bezen Shal Maila. Ava Bezen Shal Mata, Malkin Umanaka Moisai. Bezen Shal Mata does give you Malkus and purify you from the laughs. So that's why you know you get Malkus by Shvua Shav. It's because it's Lo'y Naka Hashem. Hashem's Lo'y Naka. But you do get Malkus in this world, and that's how you purify yourself. So you see you get Malkus by Shvua.